Hey everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Come on baby, light my fire. Because the West is on fire. Australia is on fire, but they're in a different kind of fire. They're in the line of fire. The Fourth Reich has taken over Australia. In America, and in Canada, we're having problems with smoke. They have set the country on fire. They have even shown us arsonists who have set the place on fire, which I think is a lot of bullshit, to be honest with you. They've been trying to downplay the directed energy weapons. People have seen the directed energy weapons, and now they've got arsonists. All of a sudden, they got paid actors that they have arrested, supposedly, that have set the places on fire. They even showed a video where this Asian fellow from China, this Chinese guy, that they said has been going out into the woods, and what he's been doing is flying his drone and pumping out flammable petrol all over the landscape. And they show you this on the film. See, what we're seeing today is a manipulation of reality. We have been manipulated in reality for the last 60 frickin' years. And we're just, some of us are waking up to it. Some of us are still trying to play catch up. Some of us are just not seeing it yet, and you will. Let me be perfectly clear. Nothing, absolutely nothing that you're seeing today or hearing or watching is real. It's all coordinated to keep your minds and your souls and your spirit trapped in an unreality. It's as almost as if someone put a blindfold over your eyes, and now the person that has put the blindfold over your eyes has allowed your enemies to come in through the gate from behind. You can't see them coming, and by the time you realize they're there, you've been blindsided. Literally blindsided. Welcome to the shithole. That's what I call this place. It's a shithole. Nothing here is real in the sense that what we've been taught, educated, programmed, however way you want to use the vernacular, we have been led to believe that a lot of things that we have accepted as a fact has never been validated correctly. And there are some things that we just cannot validate and we've accepted as a fact. And as a result, they can now manipulate your thinking. So when I see the fires going on that I'm seeing out in the West, and now they've jumped over into Canmore, Alberta, okay, which means they'll be going into British Columbia pretty soon, which means they might even hit the border line of Saskatchewan. Are you beginning to see a pattern here? Are you beginning to grasp what's really going on? Let me throw another little tidbit at you. They're blaming farms now for the spread of COVID. The bullshit just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. It really does. I think Fauci was the one that came out with it. Don't quote me on that one. But imagine that. Farms are now spreading COVID. Farms are now spreading the acronym COVID-19. Can't really hurt you. Doesn't have any bite to it. All it is a vaccination identifier. Everyone has got caught up and sucked into this idea that COVID-19 and the coronavirus are one and the same. They are not. One is a vaccine identifier and one is an actual infection, something that you can get infected with, which most of us have already in the 1960s, which means we carry the immune response to a coronavirus. The bullshit and the propagation that they put out there is just mind stunning. So now COVID-19 is being spread by the farmland. Oh my gosh, we got to stop the spread of this pandemic. The scandemic is getting out of hand. The farmers are now are going to die from COVID-19. Oh, my, we got to save the farmers. Oh, we got to save the food supply. So what are they doing? They're burning down the farmland right under your noses. They're setting the crops on fire. They are producing pestilence and famine, which will lead to war. We are heading for a frickin' war. The powers that be need to cull the planet's population, and this is all going to go down in a war. This is where it's going. This is the same shit, the same bullshit that they did during the First World War and the Second World War. And now we're going to repeat this shit again. It blows me away that we have lost our capacity to remember the events that took place in history, and now we are on the verge, on the cusp of repeating the same horseshit all over again. It pisses me off to no end that we are this effing stupid. We've allowed them, I'm not playing the game, most of you are, to wear a freaking mask, to follow Moloch, to bow down to Baal, to kiss the devil's ass. Basically, this is what they've got you doing. They've got you programmed into doing this on a make-believe nothing that supposedly is the terror of the world. Yet you have a 99.97685% survival rate. One guy said you have one in 15 million chance of dying from this thing. And yet you all comply. I was having a discussion yesterday in front of my store with three other people. And we're getting into, you know, a discussion about the mask and the bullshit. And everyone here is acknowledging that the whole thing is bullshit. Everybody's saying it in Windsor. It's all bullshit. All bullshit. You get the paid turnips to come in and complain. Hey, how come they're not wearing the mask? Where's the mask on? How come? You know, and these are the people I want to really reach out and touch. You know, making sure that the demons inside leave them very fast and quickly. You know, I wonder if a mask will stop a nosebleed after being struck on the nose. I just kind of wonder if it will offer that kind of protection. Just a thought. Just a thought. When I see this kind of stupidity going on, it astounds me. I cannot, I mean, like I said, we are going right back to World War III. World War I and II were the warm-up. And nobody's paying attention. The food supply is being screwed. There is no food chain. And I've been warning you about this for a while. Start stockpiling your food. Start collecting seeds. Start growing an indoor garden. We don't have any time to screw around and listen to all these niceties and bullshit on the internet. Watching somebody on YouTube, you know, tiptoeing through the tulips. Seriously, you don't have the luxury for this. And again, I'm not talking to those who are awake. To those who are awake, I'm just singing to the choir here. But if you're sharing this with your friends and other people, well, you know what? They need to hear this. The life they save may be their own. And you gotta remember something here. What will happen is, if it gets to that point, they're defunding the police, right? They're taking the money away from the police. They're cutting down the police force. Alberta wants to get rid of the Mounties. What does that mean? That means anarchy can now reign in the land. There's going to be no opposing force to keep it in check. You know what that means? That means if you don't have a gun, you don't have any means of defending yourself, you have no means of defending, because the police ain't going to do shit for you. The law isn't going to do shit for you. The government isn't going to save you. There's no government that's going to save you. I don't know. I hear people saying that Trump is going to save them. Are you effing kidding me? He's just a man in a position. He's not Jesus Christ, that's for sure. If somebody's going to save you, it'll be Jesus Christ. But the rest is bullshit. And everyone's got this idea that Trump is going to save them. You know, this is another thing that blows me away. It blows me away because we have had presidents in the past and other politicians elsewhere that have said something similar, that they're going to solve the problem. I've yet to see this happen. And I'm going to go on record here Some of you ain't going to like what I'm going to say. Some of you say, oh, you're an anti-Trumper. I'm not an anti-Trumper, and I'm sure as hell I'm not a pro-Biden. What I see is we got the worst case scenario you could possibly happen. We're at the bottom of the barrel, and we're scraping it. Every president since Bush Sr., who has run two terms in office, and he did, he ran under Reagan, which he ran the country under Reagan, and he ran it while he was in office. Bush, Clinton, Bush Jr., Obama, I didn't care for him at all. I thought he was the biggest ass of all, not because he was colored, because he was just an asshole. And now we have Trump. Everyone that has won an election and the second term has done America in. All can happen now is America can only put the brake on and slow down the impact, but it's going to hit. Canada, same thing. Canada's done too. We were both in the same boat. We're going right down. We're spiraling right down at warp speed. And the difference between the United States and Canada is you do at least have somebody in office that knows how to run an office. Here we have Trudeau.
Oh, jeez.
But he's not even running the country. I'll tell you who's running the country. Tam Tam the Scam. The one I always call the transgenetic reject from a test tube. That's who's running the country here. This is the one who's telling you to have sex with a face mask on. I like to see her perform oral sex with a face mask. I can't imagine that at all. I can't even imagine her having sex, to be honest with you. But this is one of those things that I pops in my head when I hear weird shit like this, because it's weird. And the thought's even weirder. I've got to admit, it's really weird. But it makes me wonder. I mean, what kind of stupidity or advice is this coming from some sort of medical? We got an F-tard running the show, and that's who's running the show in this country. We have no parliament running, got nothing running. When Canada needs to wake up and look at Australia, that's a Commonwealth country. Another, that's just like us, we're a Commonwealth country. And if we don't get off our ass, we're going to be worse than Australia. Okay, in the last week, I've seen people protesting, and all of a sudden, the police surrounding, like 20 people protesting and 100 police surrounding these people. This is an intimidation tactic that they're utilizing. This is the Fourth Reich. The Fourth Reich is in Australia. And I'll tell you the reason why they're not in Canada yet is because Canada still has its guns. They ain't going to make a move. They piss somebody off, a bullet is going to fly. If the police or the military start killing civilians, it's going to raise a rebellion. Even Canadians will wake up and say, we have had enough of this shit, and we're going to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum. And I can see that coming. And I can see a lot of us are really pissed off to that point, and you know what? The consequences of these activities to suppress Canadians, and to take away our rights. And you know what? Every time you comply, every time you kiss their ass, every time you bow down to their mandates, you give another piece of this country away. Like I said, I really love Canada. I do like Canada. I really do. I really think this is a good country. I wouldn't say it's the best country in the world. I don't think that even exists except to the people who live in the countries that really like where they're living. I think we have a lot in Canada to lose. One of the things is our identity. The other thing is the way we conduct our behavior with each other. We're civil, we're moderate, or some of us are moderate, some of us are extreme, I guess, depending on how you perceive the person. We try to work things out, we try to talk things up, we try to work together, we have fun together, we party together, we go to different ethnic restaurants, different cultures. It's a place where I'm not saying it's perfect, it's far from perfect. But these are the positive things that I have found in Canada that make Canada a really unique place. You know, we got a little bit of Europe here with Quebec. You're going down to Montreal. You know, and Montreal is a great place. I've been to Montreal. I really like Montreal. I don't speak French, but they were, and I didn't find them at the time. I didn't find them discourteous at all. In fact, they were very helpful. So we got the stigmatism with people in Montreal, which is such bullshit. And you know what? The only reason why Quebec is in the position it's in and the rest of Canada is in the position is because our politicians screwed that up. Our politicians effed that up for the country. You know, and we should start looking at these political bastards, not because they're liberal, not because they're conservative, not because they're an NDP. We should look at them as, are they actually going to serve the general population, or are they going to be bought out by Bill Gates and give them $5 million so they can screw this country and screw us by wearing these idiotic masks for things that doesn't even exist. And now you're hearing that the second wave is coming. A pandemic is inevitable. You'll see that on the link. This is torture. This is torture. They're going to knock you down one whatever the hell it is, one rate or one denomination or whatever they're going to knock you down to. If you're in stage 3, they're going to knock you back down to stage 3. That means you flunked. You have flunked, and you got to repeat the grade again. So now we're going to take away your privilege. We gave you the privileges. You can go anywhere. You can do anything, but you got to wear that mask. And now all of a sudden, oh shit, the COVID is rising again. Oh my gosh, the numbers are going up. Oh, we had 1.5 yesterday. Today we got 1.75. Oh my gosh, the numbers are just going so fast, so high, so quick. We're going to have to knock you down the stage. And if they do that, you know damn well, they're trying to destroy the small businesses that didn't fall the first time. You know, and they're going to try to, again, screw with people's heads. This is mind control. I gave you a privilege. I took it back. You were bad. You didn't comply. You didn't listen. It's your fault that the COVID is up. We're going to take away your privileges. I would love to see people actually use the brain that God gave them, or grow one or the other, and start asking these politicians questions. How did this happen? What is the cause of this happening? We're all doing what you've told us to do, and yet it's still going up, and yet we're not seeing anybody dying. Can you imagine that? Now I'll tell you another effery. I'm going to tell you another effery. So I'm keeping it civil. Even though I'm pissed off to no end tonight, I'm keeping it civil. Effery. We have an MPP from Perth, and he tells you. Now, are you Canadian? If you're Canadian, do your ears work? Do your eyes see? You know, he who has eyes to see, let them see. He who has ears to hear, let them hear. That's biblical, baby. That's biblical. This MP from Perth, and the reason why I'm saying this is because I want you to pay attention. Use that brain that God gave you, for crying out loud. Quit sitting on it. The MPP from Perth states, when they gave you the mandate, they didn't tell you the full story. The full story is, yes, you have to wear a mask, but, you all have exemptions. You all have exemptions. You can go watch this on the tube. You all have exemptions. Meaning that you don't have to wear the damn thing if you exercise your rights. And I'm going to tell you something else. I had this discussion yesterday with these people. If you don't exercise your rights, you're damn well going to lose them. They're damn well going to take them away from you. And you better smarten up on this, because once they take away your rights, you don't get them back. You will not get them back. They will screw you to death by taking away your rights and your privileges. And the privileges are like a yo-yo with them. The yo-yo goes down and they flip the finger and it comes back up again. That's what they're doing with the privileges. This is a mind screw job. A mind screw job. This is what they're doing. Oh, you're so good. We're going to let you go out and play now. Oh, you've been bad. We're going to bring you back in. We're going to take away your privilege. And you're gullible enough to continue with this. I have a suggestion. I really do have a suggestion. Everybody should take their masks, the ones that they've been wearing all freaking week, instead of throwing them on the sidewalks and on the street, take your mask and put it at City Hall. Put it at the door of City Hall, wherever you live. I don't care where you are, United States, Canada, Europe, wherever. Take your mask and mail them to City Hall or put them at the doorsteps of City Hall. Everybody put your mask that you've used at City Hall. Your N95s and that little blue piece of shit that they got you poisoning you with cyanide and formaldehyde and all these things that you're breathing in. You can't breathe and you can't breathe and yet you still put the effing thing on. I cannot. This is just so far-fetched to me. So far-fetched. You're dying under these effing masks and yet you still want to comply? Are you effing nuts? This is beyond belief. Most of you are suffocating under those masks, and yet you still want to keep it on. Because why? You want to be a good little, oh, let me pet you on the head. Oh, let me put a little star on your forehead. You're such a good, obedient slave. Oh, let me put a star on your head. Dumbass. Wake up. You can't breathe. That's where is the common sense here? If something is taking away your breath, and it states on the exemption that you don't have to wear a mask. This is the other thing everyone tells you. Oh, but, you know, I can't go shopping. Oh, heaven forbid if I can't go shopping. Oh. They can't stop you from going into the store. Period. See, they haven't given you the second half of the exemption. The second half of the mandate. They have held that back. They are in violation of breaking the law if they don't let you in the store because of that little tiny detail. See, if they're going to give you the mandate, you got to wear a mask, but the second part of the mandate says you don't have to under health conditions, religious belief systems. If children are under 2 years old, this is the other thing that drives me mental. Oh, you have no idea. You know, if when I see it, I start speaking fluent Canadian at mile a minute. When I see somebody walking down the street, putting a mask on a two-year-old, I'm like, geez, you know, ho, ho, ho. The Canadian just comes flowing out of me there. Why would you murder your own bloodline? Why would you kill your own bloodline? Don't tell me you're a loving mother. I'm just protecting my little boy and girl. Bullshit. You're afraid, and instead of standing up and exercising your rights, which you are within your rights to do so, you put a mask on a child so you can screw up their genetic code, break down their immune system at 2 years old. Pete. Like I said, you know, it's one of those Kodak moments with me when I see shit like that, you know. And don't give me your bullshit about my language. I don't want to really hear it, to be honest with you. I'm not even going to pay attention to you. You know, if you don't see what's going on and you can't get mad, you can't get excited, you cut loose, then you know what? You're already effing dead as far as I'm concerned. We are in a war and we don't even realize it. World War III has started. It's not coming. World War III has started. They have passed out the weaponry. They have engaged the weaponry. And now all of you are getting sick and dying as a result of the weaponry. Corona ain't going to kill you. You can survive Corona. 99.9%. I'll just leave it at that. I won't even give you the other decimal points. 99.9% survival rate. But I'll tell you what's going to kill you is those masks. That mask and that methanol hand cleaner. Oh, that is so wonderful. The guys that thought this up, the strategic mind that could think this kind of thing up. You know, first, make the people stupid. Ergo, I see it around me all the time. Secondly, give them the means to kill themselves. And we can make money while we're doing it. Because if we make a mandate that they have to wear a mask, they'll have to buy these masks. We'll get rich. They'll spend money on something they don't need. We'll tell them to use hand sanitizers. The methanol in the sanitizer will eat at their brain, plus the carbon that they're getting into the brain will cause more brain damage. So we got brain damage coming on from the methanol. We got brain damage coming from the carbon. We got brain damage coming from the mask with the cyanide and the formaldehyde and the ethylene and the propylene and the butane and the slimicide all going into the head, which will cause brain cancer, eye cancer, sinus cancer, nose cancer, face cancer, throat cancer, jaw cancer, mouth cancers. So he said, I can't take this no more. I can't handle it. Oh, you know, wimpy limpy there. I have a sign on my door. I'm going to change gears a little bit because then some of you are probably freaking the hell out right now. You know, we're in World War III, man. You better wake up to that. Quit watching that effing TV and realize we're in a war. And you better start preparing, like I said, food prepping. I told you this 3 or 4 months ago. Now there's this Ice Age Farmer. And he is now showing you across America in Australia. God almighty. They have effed Australia so deep, they think they're an oil well. Now they're going to run out of rice in Australia. I'm not a perpetrator of eating rice, but this is telling you that the grain is gone to China at the expense of the Australians. This is F-tartary on the highest level. This is frickin' murder. Murder. A fellow Commonwealth is being murdered, and we're sitting here watching. Oh, look. Look at Australia die. Ooh. We're going to be next. America, you're part of the Commonwealth, whether you realize it or not. You never got your independence. That's all bullshit. And by the late 1800s, you started paying tribute to the crown. The crown owned you. Just like they own, well, you own Canada, and the crown owns you. So whatever assets you have belong to the crown. You don't notice, because in the history books down there, they teach you that you won the war. You beat the British. You did this, you did this, you did Jack Diddley. That's all theatrics. Nothing has changed. The only thing that has changed is the knob on the dial on the television. And before, you used to have to crank it. You could hit a button, and now you got a remote control. But the story and the bullshit is still the same. America and Canada, they're going to try to take us out. I mean, you can see that they're trying this really hard. And like I said, we need to support the lawyers that are fighting and suing these bastards, so that we can maintain and sustain our independence. You know, the Australians are having their food exported, and now they're trying to buy rice. They may have to import rice from Vietnam, and Vietnam might be telling them, "Well, we can't export any rice to you because we got to feed our own people." Imagine that. Imagine the whole planet going through a famine at the same time. What are the odds of that happening? Okay, is that coincidence? The whole frickin' planet is now starving? If you believe that, you're a special kind of stupid, I gotta tell you. You'd have to be a special kind of stupid to believe that bullshit. You know, I'm not, like I said, today's shows, when you look at the highlights, it's horrific. It's just horrific. I am going to give you some advice in regarding to those of you who live out in the West. For those of you who live in central United States and the West, where they have set the place on fire with directed energy weapons, and for those of you who live in Saskatchewan, Alberta, and BC, this is what you're going to do, okay? So you can breathe. You're going to get a humidifier. The formula will be in the pot as well. You are going to get a humidifier. Go to Value Village, pick up a Honeywell or whatever you can find for about $12 in the state, in the U.S. Whatever you can get, buy yourself a humidifier. Okay. Then I want you to go to a dollar store, get yourself some hydrogen peroxide. Get 4 or 5 bottles. Fill up the humidifier with the peroxide. And then put it in your bedroom and lock the door and turn it on. You will create a hyperbaric chamber. So when you're sleeping at night, you will be breathing in oxygen. Now, you must take either chlorophyll or copper or vitamin C, because peroxide is an antioxidant and a prooxidant. The prooxidant part of it will cause your hair to, your cells in your body to oxidize, causing gray hair. So to neutralize that, you take copper and vitamin C and then take that throughout the day. Now, if you want to do your whole house, buy a couple of those humidifiers, put peroxide in there. If you can buy a food grade hydrogen peroxide at 35%, then you can make your own peroxide 3%. And all that requires is 1 ounce of 35% and 11 ounces of distilled water. Mix it together and you got a 3% solution. Really simple, it's not hard, okay? This way now you can then use the diluted. Don't take it straight up, diluted. Then you'll be able to breathe. Now, if you want to put a couple of them throughout the house, you can do that as well. And this will allow a steady flow of oxygen to flow in your house. So this will, and keep your windows and doors shut, and this will keep the air vital and breathable for you, and will eliminate some of the respiratory issues that may come from the smoke, because the smoke is carrying nanoparticles. The smoke will be carrying glyphosate chemicals and other pesticides and fungicides that will be lit up as a result of the fire. It's going to go in the air. So this will mitigate any problems that may occur as long as you're inside the house. Now, if you've got children, don't send them to school, because if they gotta wear a freaking mask, they're gonna wind up dropping in school. They're not getting enough air as it is because of the smoke. Do not send them to school. Keep them home. Somebody's saying, "Well, no, I can't handle my own kid." You made them. You deal with them. That's the way that rolls. You know, but this is something that you all can do. Okay. Take vitamin C and the chlorophyll or copper throughout the day. This too will reinforce your immune system. Okay, keep you up. Eat a lot of sulfur-based foods, onion, garlic, shallots, things of this nature. This will help expel and purge out of the body whatever is being collected. If you have supplements, use either a garlic supplement, a quercetin supplement, an NAC supplement, a methionine supplement, MSM supplement. These are all sulfur, alpha lipoic acid supplement. These are all sulfur-based antioxidants and supplements that can help extract and pull this stuff out of you and protect your respiratory tract. Okay, it's important that you start thinking. The number one killer of everybody on the planet is an epigenetic from the air, or pollution from the air. Epigenetics just simply means that anything that you're exposed to that can affect your genetic code and your DNA. Anything that can alter the functionality of your genetic code or your DNA. Epigenetics kills everybody today who's alive. Every disease is a direct result of epigenetics or lab-made disasters that were released on purpose to kill the population. This is the truth. All the bullshit about you got cancer, you got to be alkaline, you got to be acidic, that's such horseshit. Total horseshit. If you don't detox and expunge the body of the epigenetics, it doesn't matter if you're alkaline or acidic. See, I think when the doctor saw that the cancer cells were acidic, I think what he was actually seeing was the acid in the body was trying to break down the cancer, the proteins that were the cancer. That's what I think he was seeing. because the alkaline thing doesn't really work out or pan out. The East Indians have the highest alkaline diet in the world, and they get cancer. So why is that? It's because the epigenetics that they're exposed to is embedding itself inside their body, toxifying their system so that the cancers will have an environment to thrive in. You have to expunge this stuff. You have to remove this stuff and feed the body what it needs so that it can recover. You know, all the things that we've been taught on a lot of different things, the one thing about being involved with nanobiology and nanobiotech, it takes you down roads where all of a sudden you start seeing the Pandora boxes that were opened in the health food industry, which was designed to hijack everybody's health by saying something was really good, and then when it, in fact it wasn't. See, we're dealing with marketeers. We're dealing with health food store marketeers. And they'll sell you whatever bullshit they want to sell you. They'll make a name for themselves any way, shape, or form or possible. They'll sell you bogus ideas. They'll sell you bogus supplements. They'll sell you bogus herbs, whatever. You know, they'll tell you something does this, doesn't do anything at all. You know, and they'll even tell you they take things like an omega-3, which causes a high oxidizer, which damages the cellular matrix. You know, they'll tell you to take molasses, which is, again, the molasses that has got all this slug and sludge in it, that again they're saying is healthy. Another epigenetic effect waiting to happen. You know, there are a lot of things that they have told us. Soy, seriously, that shit isn't fit for pigs. Pigs won't even eat it. Did you know that? Talk to a farmer when they throw the soy in there, they won't go near it. Even the animals understand this is a poison food. Yet they've been feeding it to everybody for the last 60 years. For the last 60 years, they have been trying desperately to break down the immune system so that you would be an easier target to take out. Now they're using lies and deceptions and manifesting whatever bullshit they want to manifest so that you will fall prey to the thinking. All I gotta do is place a thought in your mind. A scary thought, one that will stay there forever and keep you in a state of fear. And you have to recognize that Hitler himself said that if I tell a lie big enough and long enough, they will eventually believe it. If I repeat it, this is what they've done to all of you. And getting away from that, that fear is a fight. But seriously, start observing around you. We have had nobody die in front of us. Nobody dropped dead like they did in China, because in China they hit them with a 6G technology. That's what took them out. 6G, after they've been vaccinated with a vaccine. And guess what they're working on? Guess what they're working on? And a lot of you are going to run right up to the line. Oh, please, let me have the shot. Ooh, I'll bend over. Here, there's my arse. Jab it in there, stick it in, way in, give me a full dose. And now I'm reading that they're saying this is going to be repeated. I hope those of you who think this stuff is really real and are that afraid and want that needle, hell, you can take my shot as well. You got to get past these thoughts of fear. That's MK Ultra, a VK2 technology that they put inside of you. You know, you put your phone down, your phone's sending a signal to your brain, pick me up, oh, there's a phone call coming, hurry, grab the phone, get it, because you're going to miss the call, oh, you're going to miss that call, and this is, again, VK2. You're going to die. Oh, the coronavirus is so bad. You're going to die. Oh, you're going to die. Oh, geez, you're going to die. I got news for everybody. If your ass hit the earth when you were born, you are going to die. We have an old saying in Maltese or in the Mediterranean language. You come to the earth with a bare ass and you're going to leave it the same way. We're all going to die one day. And we're all going to stand before our maker and our creator, our God, the living God. Okay, we're all going to stand before the living God. And when we do, we're going to have to give an account. Like I said, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I may have mentioned it on the show. Jesus is coming back. And my thinking is, What's he coming to? What's he going to think when he comes back here? What is he really going to think when he comes back here? Christians wearing their masks and bowing down to Baal and Moloch because they're wearing the mask, you know, and following some satanic ritual. Is he going to see this? Is he going to see people all over the planet, bending to the devil? Is that what he's going to see? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think these kind of thoughts in my head all the time. What is Jesus going to think when he comes back? What is the king going to say when he comes back to this shithole and sees that the planet died under our watch? That concept pisses me off altogether. Our planet is dying under our watch. I am so thrilled to realize that, you know what, under our watch, our planet is dying. I'm excited. Woohoo! I'm just so excited on that one. God made a good planet, turned it, and the devil and his crew turned it into a shithole. It's amazing. Amazing what you can do to a nice planet, to a beautiful planet, turn it into a shithole. Under our watch. We're too busy watching the boob tube. We're too busy watching, listening to the songs and being programmed. We're too busy being distracted with whatever distractions we had. Unbelievable. Like I said, I reflect on a lot of things and the time I have wasted and the stupid shit I've done. And, you know, it's taken me time to wake up. And I get that it's going to take a lot of you time as well. But get with it. You don't have a lot of time to wake up. And you're going to say, well, I may as well quit now. Well, if you quit now, you'll be chipped. And I can see those who are chipped are going to be the problem. I mean, if they're already yelling at you, because people are yelling at you in the store because you're not wearing a mask, that tells you that's a mind control program. A mind control program. If somebody asks you, I saw this the other day and I kind of modified this. Somebody asks you, where's your mask? Look them square in the eye and say, where's your brain? Might start a fight, might start an argument. Go tit for tat. Tit for tat. They're coming from a place of fear, and you're coming from a place of fact. Tell them the fact. You may not convince them. That's okay. You're not there to convince them. You're there to sow a seed. You're there to plant a seed. And they say, where's your mask? Where's your brain? Where's your brain? See, because they're not expecting to hear any kind of retaliation. They're expecting that you're just going to cave in and kiss their ass. Piss on that. Piss on that. You know, ask them where. See, I got the idea. Somebody, a friend of mine out west, one of them, somebody out west, somebody sent me this little meme or whatever. And somebody asks this woman, where's your mask? She says, I got a magic rock. And the guy said to her, oh, you got a magic rock. What does it do? I'm going to water this down because there's a lot of people that can't handle the F word. She said, F-A, just like your mask. When I read that, I just thought, what's your rock do? F-A, just like your mask. You know, plant the seed. We've got to wake everybody up, and if we're going to save this country, everybody's got to be woke up. And we need to really start putting pressure on the mayors and these health doctors or health whatever people, and put a real good squeeze on them. Because see, the mayor Windsor, I'll go there, and the health minister that's in charge here, they both are in violation of withholding the truth from the general population, which could endanger the health of the people in the Essex County. If you're going to put the mandate out there, put the whole thing out there and speak it. If you can speak the one part on the TV, you should be able to speak the other part as well. And if you don't, you're withholding information that the people need to hear, then you are in contempt. And you need to be litigated against, or guess what? We remove your ass from power. Take away your jobs, because apparently this is what gives you your power, is the jobs, and don't replace the mayors. And if the council are involved as well and withholding information like this, because they too got on the $5 million payroll from Bill Gates. I was just reading this today. The premier president from Belarus, they offered him $925 million or $925,000, one of the two. Big sum of money. And if he would shut down, lock down, mask the people, and do the same shit that our government here has done. And he told him my favorite two words, FRO. And then I read that once they take the bribe, they're stuck. They can't get out. It's like once you cross the line there, you are now, they own you. They own you. Okay. Free money isn't free. When the government gives you free money, that's not free. That means they own you. And that means when it comes time to take the vaccinations, you ain't going to be able to say no. Because you know why? They're going to say, oh, we gave you money. We own you. If you want to continue getting this money, you're going to have to take that shot. Because they know damn well if you take that shot, you'll die. And once you die, they won't have to give you any more money anyway. So don't take the shot. You know, it's how it is. It's the way it is. You know, it's just the way it is. I'm trying to check out what I see. There was a march in Vancouver last weekend. It was a good march. Good march. Canada is waking up. Canada is fighting. I hope everybody else continues in their fight as well. And we need to really press hard to win this battle. Okay. It's important that we maintain what's going on. Remember, I used to talk. I don't want to shorten that a little bit. But they were out there. They were marching, and the numbers were big. And we need to do the same thing in every city, every community, every county needs to do the same thing. Needs to do the same thing. I often talk to you guys about mimetics. And what a mimetic is something that can mimic or copy something in real life in a synthetic form. Now, neural networks generate insects. Guess what? A lot of you have these insects growing inside you. These are mimetics. Mimetics. You might want to check this out to show you the nature of the technology that they're using. Like I said, we are in World War III. We have been in World War III. Okay, we have been World War III since the moment they started vaccinating and having a national vaccination program. That's when World War III started. And when they upped the ante and they released nano-poisoning, nano-biotech on a general population, this was to further compromise healthy people so that they would be one less person they were going to have to fight up the way. We are in World War III. World War III. Okay. They are playing right now the psychological warfare to soften everybody up, to make everybody cave in, make everybody afraid, make everybody surrender. Oh, I can't take this no more. Oh, I can't. I gotta go shopping. Go, please give me the mask. I'll wear the mask just so I can go shopping. Oh, shopping. Oh, F-tards are us, I tell you. Oh, please give me the mask. I gotta go. Oh, I can't stay in my house no more. I'm gonna go crazy. Please give me the mask. Please give me back my privilege. I beg you, Bill. I'll put it even on my backside. Oh, give me the privilege. Oh, geez. And they keep saying, you're gonna go back to normal. When have you not been in normal? You're still getting up every day. You're still going to work. Those of you who are going to work, you still have to put up with the bullshit of the day. You still come home tired and exhausted. And you still have to take care of your place and your house. And you have to cook your meals and wash and do whatever. What has changed? The only difference now is I got you wearing a diaper on your face. Here, you want to go outside? Put that diaper on. Yeah, now you're protected. You know what? Everybody should wear a diaper. So throw that city hall when you get done. Here's my mask. Well, you don't have a hazmat bucket. I'm throwing it right at your door. If this was so bloody dangerous, why don't they have hazmat containers to collect these masks when people get done with them? Why don't they have this? Are they purposely poisoning us with a pandemic with masks? Those things are releasing all kinds of chemicals in the air. Even the cloth ones you think you're buying. You know what I'm seeing now? Like it's stunning. It's just, I haven't seen the one with the zipper yet. I'm waiting to see somebody walk down the street with a zipper mask. But now we're buying all these stylish masks, the black ones with polka dots and, you know, a face of something. It's unbelievable. Weapons of mass destruction right on your face, and you're going to look stylish. Well, you'll look stylish when you die. When you're dead and gone, you'll look stylish. Ah, jeez. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I'm going to probably wrap it up right about there. I better start. Anyway, on the site, you've got people there that that really care. They're trying to wake you up, trying to educate you, trying to make you aware of the dilemmas we're in and maybe solutions that we can provide. You got Yanni, you got Shy, you got Brian 396, you got Sherry Three Hearts Church, you got myself. We're all out there putting it out there and doing whatever we can. So again, if you can help financially, please do so. You don't have to give your whole paycheck to everybody. If you want to pick one person, that's fine. Pick one and support them if you can. If you can't support anybody, that's okay too. We're cool with that. Then you know what? Share the information. Share the wealth. Share the information. You know, so that you know, everybody can get on the same page and start defending themselves. The more people that wake up and work together, the better. You know, it just makes sense. Everybody brings something to the table. As long as nobody tries to be a dictator within the group and it's a cooperative, it'll work fine. You know, if it becomes something else, and then it's done. So again, you know, help each other, help the people that are doing what they're doing. Start, like I said, stockpiling your food. I would start stockpiling ammunition too if you can. Have a gun, have a means of defense. Don't go shoot nobody, but if somebody comes knocking on your door, at least you have the means to deter them. If they decide to be insistent, then you can show them how that device works. Pretty simple concept to me. You know, leave. Oh, I don't want to leave. Well, let me show you how this works. You know, and you go from there. It works for me anyway. That's in my mind, that would work for me. I always say at the end of the shows, read the Gospels. Read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. I got an email this week about somebody telling me I shouldn't tell people not to obey, you know, not to read the laws and all this stuff. I thought, another headache. They read what they want to read, and they pick what they want to pick. This is why when I tell you to read the Gospels, I don't want anybody to interfere with you reading the Gospels. I don't want anybody to influence your thinking. I don't want them to even ask you any questions. First, read it. And as I said, once you get done reading it, if you didn't get it, go back and read it again. You'd be surprised. The more you read the scriptural references and verses, how eventually they come to you, because you're reading a different program. Essentially, it's what you're reading the God program. There's the God program, and then there's what I call the tree program. The tree program is what got downloaded into Adam and Eve, and we're in the shit we're in right now because of that bloody tree that way back when. So here we are with this download operating in us. So we know how the world works because we've grown up in the world, and we have done things based on how we have learned what we need to do in the world. So when you get into the God program, that's like speaking another language. So when you start reading the Gospels, and you keep reading the Gospels, eventually it'll come to you. It's like, wow, this is, I get this now. I see this. Wow, this is so cool. You know, so this is how I, this is my analogy for you. So don't give up. Be persistent. You might be surprised. You know, you might even surprise yourself. So read the Gospels of Christ, you know, and go from there. Go from there. When you're ready, if, you know, you might find someplace where you can fellowship with. Always stay true to what you know. If you're being taught something and you're not really sure about it, let it ride. Leave it on the shelf. When it manifests, when there's a substantiation to it, then apply it. Best thing I can tell you. This way you're not misled by some false prophet, false teacher, or some Jesuit, or some Mason, or some Masonic, not Masonic, or some Jesuit that might have infiltrated the church, infiltrated your fellowship, infiltrated your place of worship, and screws you over. Alrighty. On that note, until the next segment, to your health. And by the grace of God, we are still here. Take care.